Blog Talk Radio.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Yes! New Year's 2013 is almost here. Can you hear it? What a year 2012 has been on many levels. What a reflection today's program will bring, along with a look to the future. Whether a car accident in 2012 or 2013, it's about being informed and prepared. Now, it's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio, this December 29, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome, and thank you for joining in again for our 17th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and 2013. The start of a new year is a great time to make a plan for the coming months. Are you amazed how quickly 2012 has gone? Or has it been slow? Or something in between? On the broadcast today, let's look back at actions in 2012 that got our attention and what things we need to bring into 2013. What's on your agenda next? Just a simple plan allows surprising accomplishments by year's end. Try it and see. Add it to ideas on today's broadcast. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra is presented from a consumer's perspective, meaning we talk in terms of how a car accident impacts your life, starting from daily routines that include the physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise from interaction with family, friends, and others. It's your challenges that tell the story. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow, from the initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, and self-insured employer situation. This show is really about you. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Hartford, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. So relax and listen. Call in and talk. Your car accident experiences matter. What's on your mind today? Have you made a New Year's resolution? If so, are you determined to keep it through January? Excuse me. Do you have plans to take care of yourself this coming year? Are you preparing for both the good and bad times? Since every year one typically gets some of both, especially if it's a bad car collision. Did you prepare for such an incident by purchasing a copy of my book, Car Accident by Estra? Whether happy or sad events, it's good to be ready to handle what comes your way. Make sure to review your policies in case of harassment and intimidation by insurance companies or self-insured employers. There is so much to consider. Many people don't realize it until they're in this situation when a car accident occurs. Before the collision, how prepared were you, or will you be in 2013 for an unexpected event such as this? At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure that you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're just so shaken up that it's easy to forget. Or maybe there's been something going on at the scene that distracts you, and that's why keeping a copy of my car accident book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember, and you are able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside the book with plenty of writing space, yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. Author and host Estra is ready to share and hear your challenges in dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers, or coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident. Whether your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly to you with a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well through most of the process, which can open you up to being taken advantage of financially, physically, and emotionally. This is why Estra is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So hopefully, if you run into these situations, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we will share tweets, blog articles, videos, and music, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that number, you got your pen, write it down and put it in your phone, 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it's difficult and it takes courage to share personal injury experience, but it's very important for others to hear your story, and it can be helpful in the healing process. So I'm offering the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, along with the first caller to share their own, yay, New Year's Eve experiences in the past, or what you expect to happen this New Year's Eve. So, or you can actually share a car accident experience or harassment from insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. The two books will be personally signed by me, and you can order a copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the softcover book or ebook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, eBay, and all major bookstores. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation on Facebook at www.facebook.com. Estra's period blog tips. Make sure that you get that right. Or if you're looking at the current Blog Talk Radio page for Estra's radio show, make sure you click on one of those links. Unfortunately, harassment and intimidation is truly, really real. So sometimes if you go out to do a search, you'll find a lot of Estras that are not Estras. So make sure that you get and you start with the links from that are definitely officially mine. For participation in the survey questions today, you can email your responses to Estras Radio Show at Block Talk Radio. And you can also send tweets at Estras Radio Show. And the survey results will be shared at the end of the show. So let me give that email address to you again. It's Estra's Radio Show at Block Talk Radio. And Twitter is at Estra's Radio Show. Now bring your conversation to Estra's Radio Show on Block Talk Radio. been in a car accident. Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. You are back with Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening and being a part of today's program. Our topic is You and New Year 2013. Everyone can use a fresh new start, not because it's necessarily a bad year, just because it provides an opportunity to reset or adjust your plans, to review the past year's accomplishments or lack thereof, and set a new course or refine the old one. Sometimes it's just nice to start anew, and resetting the clock to midnight and beginning again, not looking for a pumpkin carriage, just plain old stars in the sky and a fingernail moon. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day someone's life has changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverages of all type we pay premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. From time to time, I may stop and make a comment on a section of the article. Personal injury in the news this week comes from NewJersey.com, and it's by Brendan Cody. And the title of the article is Gun Drawn at Car Crash in Parsippany, Police Say. Quote, a 33-year-old Irvington man pulled out a loaded gun at a car crash, police said. Officer Matthew McAleese responded to a vehicle accident on New Road around 7:30 p.m. Saturday, police said. While en route, the Parsippany Police Communication Center told the officer the driver of a Chevrolet Trailblazer was displaying a handgun, police said. So officers Marcin Cheska and Ross Cooper were also sent to the scene, according to police. Community Relations Officer Earl Kinsey, citing an accident investigation report, said Ernst Simons' Chevrolet Trailblazer was passing a car on the left when he struck it. The two vehicles then pulled over to the side of the road, Kinsey said. The driver of the struck car then went to his vehicle to check the condition of a recently purchased flat-screen TV before heading to speak with Simon, Kinsey said. When he got to Simon's driver's side window, Simon pointed a gun at the man, who then went back to his own car and called police. A very smart man, that's my comment there. According to Kinsey, a loaded Glock 9mm was found in the pocket of the back of the front passenger seat of Simon's car, police said. He arrested and took he was arrested and taken to Parsippany Police Department before he was released on a $10,000 bail, pending a court appearance, police said. The handgun was confiscated and nobody was hurt. My comment, thank goodness. Nobody was hurt in the crash, police said. Simon was charged with possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, unlawful possession of a handgun, and aggravated assault. He posted 10% of a $10,000 bail and was released, police said. Whoa. In 2012, that's the end of the quote there, these are my comments. In 2012, too many people in the United States have died from gunshot wounds. Emotions run high enough at the scene of a car collision. This is one additional item that definitely does not need to be there. Value human life more than things. Respect and dignity for everyone is the only way to stay on course that improves the quality of life for everyone, rather than destroy it. Be careful out there and be safe. A gun at a car crash, that's to me one of the worst things that can happen, especially if you love your car as much as I really love my Ford Escape. I really, really miss my car. But I'll give you an additional update regarding my recent car loss due to a collision. I'm glad to report that the Hartford Insurance has dealt with my claim fairly, with respect and dignity. And all it took was the two sides working to do the right thing, an insurer making a reasonable offer, an insurer just wanting to be treated fairly. Thank you, Property and Casualty of Hartford, for your professionalism. So, onward and upward in the new year with a new car. But today's survey question for listeners is, are you looking forward to 2013? Email me A for yes, B for no, C for not sure, or just another comment. And you can email that to Estra's Radio Show at Block Talk Radio. Again, that survey question is, are you looking forward to New Year 2013? Email A for yes, B for no, C for not sure, or your own comments to Estra's Radio Show on Block Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We will be back with my commentary on New Year's 2013. Looking for a new insurance carrier or for employment? Make sure to seek a corporation that will treat you with respect and dignity. Also, pay out your benefits if you're involved in a car accident. No one wants to deal with an employer or insurance company who has a reputation for bad faith practices. Pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra. Learn firsthand from my experiences. Now it's time for Estra's commentary. Wondering if you have a future after a car accident that causes disability? Worried how you're going to make it financially, emotionally, or physically? Good news! The many individuals it happened to in 2012 are still here, still kicking and fighting for a better life and recovery, finding ways to make it through the tough times, even through times of lack, but discovering the emotional strength inside them to find the answers that they seek, a means to get it, and a determination never to give up on any benefits not received by insurance companies or self-insured employers. One never knows what expected events will happen in life, but one can make a decision to persevere through it all. So when the clock strikes 12 a.m. into 2013, remember that you have been given an opportunity to make the most out of your life. Realize every person has strengths and weaknesses. No two people are the same. A disability is not who you are, but a part of your current makeup. You have strengths that others will not necessarily have. Keep your head and spirits high. Make a decision to become all that you can and do in 2013. It's your only life, and it's run by you. Although we interact with others constantly, and some impact us in positive or negative ways, we decide what and how to process that information and whether we shall internalize the results. We can still fight for what is right for us, our families, our friends, our communities, our countries, and for our world. For if not you, then who? Each one of us must make choices to stand for what we believe and make this world a better place. And there is no better time than to start at the beginning of a new year. May 2013 bring you wisdom, knowledge, and support throughout the year. May you grow, live, and love in ways that make your life complete, and encouragement to all those around you. May Congress take up ERISA reform and realize Social Security funds belong to people and not for bonds to support their causes. May our numbers of car accidents be reduced globally. May insurance companies and self-insured employers pay insurance long-term disability claims instead of placing it into their profit buckets, creating suffering for the injured. May each disabled individual see the importance to fight for their rights to vote, to work, to live as independent as possible, and to have a say on the issues that impact the abled and disabled. The impacts are universal and must be addressed locally, regionally, countrywide, and globally. Have a happy new year, listeners, and may your 2013 dreams become a reality with planning, determination, and support. Hi, this is Estra, and I hope you're enjoying the show today. Are you in the midst of a storm? Life brings many triumphs and tragedies our way. Feel the pain and the hurt, then move forward. Don't give up. If you've been in a car collision and you don't know where to turn, pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. It will share my experiences with dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers. Many examples in the book could apply. and in the midst of other storms, too. So pick up a copy today at any major bookstore. Thank you for listening to Esther's radio show on Block Talk Radio. How was the holiday celebrated at the White House in 2012? Many citizens, like you, participate in its transformation. Here are the comments from First Lady Michelle Obama and volunteers.
When you're walking around the White House floors and seeing all the rooms where so much has happened and so much history has kind of lived, I mean, it's truly one of the most amazing experiences one can have. It really is. We're all little elves running around. So. It happens so much faster than one could ever imagine. I mean, we're doing, what is it, 18, 20 rooms?
This would not be possible if it weren't for the 85 fabulous volunteers who took time out of their busy lives to come from all parts of the country to help us decorate this house. And it happens overnight.
It's been really inspiring to watch all these talented designers put this plan together. We're all volunteers. We're not paid. We pay for all of our travel and lodging expenses.
I have been climbing scaffolding. I have been down on the floor skirting trees. I have been organizing floral arrangements. I have been placing poinsettias, everything and anything that's up.
Celebrates the many joys of the holiday season, the joy of giving and service to others, the joy of sharing our blessings with one another, and of course the joy of welcoming our friends and families as guests into our homes over these next several weeks.
I see why people really want to come and visit the White House over the holidays. It's really, it even takes on a more magical experience. I'm in the Oregon Air National Guard. I've been in the Guard for 22 years, and I wanted to nominate my partner to become a volunteer and thought, well, now that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy has been repealed, I can actually write the letter. Before, I would never dare.
Throughout the holiday season, more than 90,000 people will come from all around the world to see this house, and I do hope that your holiday season is truly special.
Now you can add another item to your bucket list or fun list. Something spectacular to see in Washington, D.C. near the holidays. There is so much living to do. Make sure to include yourself in new adventures for 2013. When we return, learn how you can stay in touch with our politics during the next year. Stay tuned. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Remember, being injured doesn't mean your life is over. The new year, 2013, is meant for you too. But be prepared and informed. Pick up your copy of Car Accident by Astra today. Keep it in your vehicle, just in case you're in a collision. You are back with Estra on Block Talk Radio. In 2013, together, let's contact Congress every step of the way. We are watching, and we will be voting accordingly. Here are the links. Use them daily, weekly, or monthly on any other special occasion. See what they are doing and hold them accountable. Visit www.usa.gov/contact/elected.shtml. And that link will also be on my Facebook site. So if you don't get that down, you can always go out there and actually take a look at any of the links that we do for each of the broadcasts. You'll find President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, the senators, representatives, state governors, state legislators. You can also tweet a message to them. So you can also contact them by agency, and you can also look them up by topic. This is your country. Your vote counts. Make them accountable, especially in this lame duck. I wouldn't even call it a lame duck. I'd call it an empty duck. But anyway, another story. Make them accountable to you by making decisions in your best interest. So, if you want things to happen, I believe in the case of our leaders of today, that squeaky wheel really needs to be turned. So, do not hesitate. Let's make them know that we have more than a 5-minute attention span, and we're not going to forget 2012, and we're going to look for good things in 2013. We'll be right back. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk to get the answers that you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Get rid of those insurance company blues. Listeners, that's it for our show today. We've enjoyed you being here with us. Meet you back here next Saturday so we can continue this conversation. We appreciate and extend a special thank you to Fabian Claudel, James Edwards, Cora Kaya, Solid Gold, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Blofeld, U.S. Navy Band, and Internet Archive, and the articles and videos that made our time today more interesting. Make sure to visit their website. Their links are out on Facebook at Estra's Blog Tips. Next week, our topic will be you and finding a new car. Have your needs or requirements changed since being in a car accident? What matters now? Tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed the Esther's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflects life experiences. Talking about you with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlightpublishing@gmail.com. Thank you for being a part of Esther's radio show. Esther's mission is to provide hope, encouragement, and information to those dealing with insurance and self-insured employer, disability harassment, and intimidation tactics in an effort to eliminate disability claims. Many individuals injured in car accidents are attempting to navigate their way through many processes that lay traps for them from the very start, especially if seriously injured or it becomes chronic in nature. So stay tuned every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself.